All right, we are back. We were talking in the first part of the show about our Satterberg prank, and I was going to play a caller that called in. You know, he announced John Reeves as his running mate, and shortly after that, there was a call that came in I thought was kind of interesting. I'd like to try and play that for you. Oops. Hang on a minute. I'm having technical difficulties here. Here we go.
Today I am taking a day off from bombing the living crap out of Iran to give my unwavering endorsement to the next governor and lieutenant governor of Alaska. That's right, Satterberg Reeves. Bill is an attorney who knows how to stretch a dollar, and John is a businessman who knows how to make one. Together, this team will really make Alaska great again. John will oversee DNR, and Bill will control wasteful state spending. What I like most about this ticket, nobody gets hurt.
That's kind of an inside joke, but those of you that know what that means know what that means. We'll leave it at that. But anyway, I thought it was kind of a nice call in the middle of the day there on April 1st, hearing from the big guy, the president. Okay, well, listen, we were talking before we left on the break about things that just get under your skin. And there are a list of so many things that require a valid ID in this country. And voting for president apparently isn't one of them, or voting for your congressman or your governor. So many, you look around the rest of the planet, there's, I don't know how many countries, I think we're the only country that is going in that direction where you don't need an ID to vote. Mexico, you need an ID to vote. In fact, I think it's mandatory you have to vote in Mexico if you have to vote. But think about this. I was just looking down this list and thinking about it in a little different context of a lot of people. So driving, you know, you need an ID to get a driver's license. But you don't need an ID to vote for president. In the case of, say, Obama, you don't need an ID to vote for a president that can cause your diesel truck to die in cold weather after he, Obama, issued an endangerment finding in 2009 to require DEF fluid on diesel trucks that help save the environment, apparently. And the only thing Obama got right there really was the name endangerment. You can just ask any trucker who has had his big rig stall heading up Attigan Pass when the system fails, in an extreme environment. This DEF fluid, which they're just now reversing, this administration is reversing that, thank God, and every trucker in America is celebrating, because it's not just an additional expense, it is dangerous. I talked to Coke Wallace once, who, coming back with a load of horse feed from Canada, coming through, I don't know, BC or Yukon territories, and it's 35 below, and his truck stalls, and there's nobody near him. And, of course, it gets cold fast in a truck that isn't running. Could not get it running. The system exploded. My point there is you need an ID for a driver's license, but you don't need an ID to vote for somebody who can ruin your life or your livelihood. Buying alcohol. You need an ID to buy alcohol, and that's a good thing. But you don't need an ID to vote for somebody, like, let's say, Joe Biden, who let Beto Kavila Biabala back into the U.S. after being deported 7 times. Then he killed 6 farm workers after crashing his car into them. And yes, he was intoxicated. Now, he probably used his ID to buy the booze, but left it home when he went out and voted for Joe Biden. So this is another example. You can buy alcohol. You need an ID. Don't need to vote for an ID. I don't need an ID to vote for somebody that let 11 million people in the country who wind up killing perfectly normal, hardworking folks. So you need an ID to vote to apply for food stamps. Okay? If you're a legal taxpayer in California, Connecticut, Illinois, Maine, Minnesota, or Washington, you don't need an ID to vote for your senators and congressmen. that initiated funding assistance programs to non-citizens that don't qualify for SNAP benefits. So a lot of these states where, you know, you're not going to need an ID to vote, but you've apparently voted for somebody that's going around the system and giving all your state dollars away to people that have come across the border and have a pulse. So that's another thing that bothers me. Opening a bank account. Now, who has ever opened a bank account without an ID in this country? Have you ever done it? I haven't done it. I've opened a lot of bank accounts. Always had to bring my ID out. But you don't need to have an ID to vote for a president of the U.S. that pressured banks to close accounts owned by conservative individuals the government considers high-risk accounts. Now, the FBI and Treasury Department flagged purchases of firearms, Bibles, and everything assorted with the term MAGA, among others. This practice was known as debanking and was initiated under Joe Biden, who you could vote for without a proper ID. You know, if you wanted to vote under this new regime, you can vote. You don't need an ID, but you can vote for a guy who can basically spy on your bank account and ruin your life. So that's just another example. How about getting on an airplane? You ever get on an airplane? You ever, you know, without an ID or a passport? But you can vote for a president who allowed illegal immigrants to use their arrest record as documents and acceptable ID. Now, in 2021, and you know who was president, in just 9 months, TSA allowed 44,000 illegal aliens' records were validated and accepted ID at U.S. airport. 44,000 in 9 months alone. So you need your ID to get on an airplane, but you don't need your ID to vote for a president that would allow that kind of unbelievable access to our country. You're now free to fly across the country. So how about buying a firearm? Ever try and buy a firearm without an ID? But you did need an ID to vote for your congressman in New Jersey who has language, who they treat BB guns and antique black powder weapons as modern firearms. BB guns. Definition of a BB gun. BB gun. So you don't need an ID to vote, but you don't need it for your New Jersey state firearm ID card. You have to get a new New Jersey state firearm ID card to own a Daisy BB gun. Think of that. Don't need an ID to vote, but you need one to buy a firearm. So, okay. How about getting married? You need an ID to get married, but you don't need an ID to vote for Obama in 2015, who celebrated the Same-Sex Marriage Act. And now under this act, same-sex spouses can receive Social Security benefits based on their partner's work history. And if one partner dies, the surviving spouse can apply for Social Security survivor benefits. Don't need an ID to vote for the guy that put that in, but you sure need an ID to get married. So you see where I'm going with this? You see how silly this stuff is? Welfare. To get on welfare, you need an ID. However, if you lived in Oregon in 2021, and voted for Kate Brown for governor, you get to pay taxes and support her Cover All People Act, which provides health care for all people regardless of immigration status. So don't need an ID to vote for this person. Certainly need to get on welfare. You got to have one, but I guess you don't. You get on welfare without one if you voted for this gal in Oregon that you didn't need an ID to vote for. How about, let's say you're looking at a really nice gas stove. You don't have the money, but you want to finance it. You know, whatever, it's $2,500 or $3,500, whatever it is, you want to finance it. You need an ID to finance it. They're going to have to show ID to get a loan. But you didn't need an ID to vote for Democratic Senator Kathy Hochul, whose new law bans gas stoves in most residential buildings in New York, part of her $229 billion budget. $229 billion. You need an ID to buy a gas stove to finance it, but not to vote for her and to spend some of her $229 billion to basically outlaw them. This is where I'm going. So I could go on and on. There's, you know, a weed whackers. You need an ID to rent a weed whacker, you know. But you don't need one to vote for a president that can outlaw them if they're not, you know, solar powered or whatever. So anyway, it's just pet peeves of mine. I just don't get the arguments. I don't care. People say it makes it more difficult for some people to vote. You know what? We have technology to overcome that. We can do it. We don't need to worry about that fraction of the population compared to the millions of people coming across the border and sucking the economic life out of the country when they get on all these social programs. Some of these programs I was looking at, like, you're automatically qualified for a free or discounted phone if you get SNAP benefits, automatically, whether you need a phone or not, whether you have to have a phone. That was, I think, under Obama, the free phone or discounted phone, the government subsidizing your phone. You know, they say because they, you know, people have to get a job. Well, okay, I get it, but you know what? You can knock on the door of just about any diner in America without a phone, and they're probably going to put you on the dishwashing duty right away if you need to get a start and build your resume and start there. But anyway, it just drives me crazy the way this country's going. The common sense stuff. I still maintain part of the key issues that I think really affected this last presidential election was the allowing men in women's sports. Where you look at the numbers of people, regardless of political party, Republican, Democrat, Independent, a vast, vast majority of them just think it isn't right. And it isn't right. You know, and for a political party to try and fall on their sword on that issue, or this issue of voters, you know, not requiring ID to vote, they're just silly to me. I think we're going to see what's going to happen. I think in the midterms, if they keep going down this road and keep falling on their sword on these issues that 90% of the American public just think are silly, they're going to get what's coming to them. So anyway, that's my rant for the day. I just wanted to get that out. I guess I'm old school, you know. I think people need to work for a living. COVID really screwed it up for a lot of us, employers. It was hard to find people that wanted to work. And we're still feeling that. People that don't want to go back to their office, and government got good and tough on that. A lot of them lost their jobs or just retired or got a little severance package and, you know, get the hell out. Good riddance, you know. Anyway, we're losing our work ethic. We're losing our sense of reality in this country, and it is time we turned it around. Anyway, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. This is Craig with the Outdoor Show. Welcome. I wanted to thank you for tuning in, and I welcome you to come back next Saturday and join us, and stick around for some good programming. And always make sure you listen to Scott Looper. He's on right before me at 12. He's an amazing guy, and really, really a good subject matter on the whole medical field. Anyway, thanks for tuning in. We will see you about a week from now.